This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's third party.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, as I pointed out in hour number one, Joe Biden is out there saying that this election is not a referendum on him. It's, in his words, it's an election between him and a guy named Trump. So, I guess, while technically correct, it's still missing the mark, though, on the idea that voters are going to have a referendum on Joe Biden. No matter what group of voters you might be part of, no matter where you hail from, no matter what you're doing, it's going to be about Joe Biden. It should be. They're doing their level best to make it all about Donald Trump. And, of course, they're having some success at that, to say the least. But to say that it's not a referendum on Joe Biden is Joe Biden, I think, going off script again. And they didn't pump him up with whatever it is they pumped him up with at the State of the Union, because he's kind of going back to being kind of mumbly and kind of slower and things like that, which is, again, very sad to see this affliction, whatever it might be. But it certainly is a light years difference, isn't it, from the yelling and screaming Joe Biden at the State of the Union address. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the show, and we've got a lot to talk about here in this hour. Hour number four, officially launching, officially heading straight for the stratosphere, where we get a bird's eye view of the United States, of course. And once again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We always appreciate those. And folks, I also want you to make sure that you stay tuned throughout this hour, because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with our good friend Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. And we're going to be talking with Jimmy about all kinds of great things and what's going on with our veterans and what they're up to, by the way, in terms of trying to influence policy, especially for our active military. So many, many great things we'll be talking about with Jimmy T. Smith this morning. Again, all that's coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we do hope that you can stay tuned for that. Well, of course, what's going on with Donald Trump and the 400, now essentially 454 million, pretty much a half a billion dollars that he's got to come up with here within the next couple of days or so in order to satisfy this ridiculous punishment of a fine. And we've heard the idea cruel and unusual many times now. I think, folks, you know, and I think in terms of when you're growing up and you're going to school and you hear about cruel and unusual punishment, you know, it might mean something, and you know, it conjures up these notions of, you know, putting people in stocks, you know, in the town square and that kind of stuff, or some other kind of thing that's physically abusive, or, you know, things that some kind of totalitarian, authoritarian state can get away with. And so the founders were, of course, trying to put a stop to those kinds of things. So you had a right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment. Well, this fine against Donald Trump, this judgment, is cruel and unusual insofar as that I don't think you can find any kind of a legal player, a legal scholar, a lawyer, or anybody in that vein who would say, oh, yeah, yeah, we've seen this before. this is all totally normal. No, it's not. It's so completely unusual that I think, unique in that sense. This is a one-off, folks, because it's against Donald Trump. It's all about trying to break him. And now you've got Letitia James, you know, sort of, salivating and rubbing her hands together, I guess, getting ready to, quote, seize Donald Trump's assets. We saw a clip of The View earlier where they're just kind of really happy about this notion that they're finally going to come for Trump Tower. And, you know, this kind of stuff, this is so far beyond the pale that we can't even get a radar fix on it. So once again, $500 million has to be, ponied up. And there are evidently other ways to fix this, to achieve the same goal. Let's real quick here listen to Jonathan Turley talking with Sean Hannity on Fox News. And basically Hannity tells him, look, this thing, this kind of a bond that they're trying to get for that sum of money, this thing just doesn't exist in reality. Let's listen to what Jonathan Turley says in response.
Well, that's why I think this is being used by James as a form of punishment. And I think it's being used by the judge in the same way, by coming up with this big number, knowing that his assets are in real estate. There's lots of ways that you could fulfill the purpose of the rule. The purpose of the rule is to make sure that defendants don't empty their accounts, flee the jurisdiction, avoid payment. His assets are fixed. You can get agreements that he can't transfer the value. He can't leverage these buildings. You can accept the $100 million offer he made in addition to those collateral guarantees. There's lots of ways to do this, but there's not a will because people are enjoying this. When you watch the news, people are thrilled. And that has merged our legal system, not just with politics, but a rather sick form of entertainment.
Jonathan Turley is right on the money with this, and no pun intended, obviously. But this was designed to make sure that no appeal could be done. You know, it just erases it from the possibilities, basically. And they're doing it on purpose. And this, my friends, is, you know, such an egregious thing that the American voter, I think, whether they're Republican or Democrat, across the highways and byways, they see this for what it is. And I think that they're going to remember that on Election Day. But this is very, very wrong. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this Thursday edition.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, we saw some sad news earlier. Emmett Walsh, who was a veteran character actor, he's been in so many things that you can't even count them, I think. But you would recognize him almost immediately. Emmett Walsh has passed away at the age of 88. And every single time that he would come on screen, whatever character he was doing for a movie, film, or a television show or something, he always just kind of stole the show. You know, he always was the focal point and kind of stole the scene, I think. But he will be missed, no doubt about it. But he's one of those actors that worked all the time and was kind of always there, but always in some different guise. You know, so and that's hard to do. So we remember Emmett Walsh, just a great actor, and I brought a lot of people a lot of happiness because of those roles that he was maybe only he, you know, really could pull off. Well, welcome back to the program, everybody. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, and we're continuing to race through this Thursday morning edition of the show. Joe Biden, as I mentioned in the intro. He's talking about the idea of the election not being a referendum. Well, he said this to a group of Latino voters, evidently, and now you tell me, is this the same Joe Biden that gave the State of the Union address? I don't think so, but let's listen to what he had to say, then we'll comment on it.
I need you badly. I need the help. Kamala and I desperately need your help because, look, there's only about six or seven states who are going to determine the outcome of this election. There are toss-up states. This is one of them. This election is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump. This is a guy whose way he talks about the Latino community is, 2016, he called Latinos criminal, drug dealers, and rapists when he came down to the escalator.
Okay, stop right there. So, number one, Biden's reading off the note cards. And he doesn't sound like the same guy who was hopped up on whatever at the State of the Union address. But now, did Donald Trump really say that? I mean, did he really say that about all Latinos? No, of course he didn't. In fact, I was listening to an interview it was on Martha McCallum's show, and she had Juan Williams on. And while Juan Williams is always good for a little bit of entertainment, it seems like, because it's like, okay, here's your position. This is the position you have to take. Now go, you know, this kind of thing. And so he talked about Trump saying, you know, and Trump, despises Latinos and somehow intimated that this was communicated in that way. And he kept on talking. And then I think it was Martha who sort of butts in and says, he despises Latinos. You know, it's like, see, and I realized, aha, this sounds like a talking point to me. And President Biden, and also at another time here, another clip, basically says the same thing. So this is part of his laundry list. You know, he called them all rapists and criminals. Well, of course, President Trump did not actually do that. Let's continue.
Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. What the hell is he talking about?
Well, let's stop right there. I think we can say what the, you know, what he's talking about. And again, it's like when he said there will be a bloodbath about the auto industry, right? And not a bloodbath in terms of, you know, everybody get your Roman sword and shield and meet in the streets and there's going to be a bloodbath. You know, that's not what he was talking about. Everybody knows that. But you harp on a word, or you grab on to, latch on to that term, and then try to, you know, morph it into this very scary kind of a thing, right? And that's exactly what Biden is trying to do right here as well, poisoning the blood of our country. You know, yes, maybe you could have a different choice of words to try to avoid that kind of misconception or ammunition given to the other side, as it were. But I think what he meant was the idea that if you have so many people coming in that are not skilled, for one thing, and you start to have this attrition happen, well, you're going to end up with real problems. Okay, you're not going to have any kind of a organized or orderly immigration event happening, that's not going to be good for the overall productivity of your society, for the overall stability of your society. This is just complete, you know, nonsense that Biden and company and others are trying to put forth. Because here's the thing. How desperate do you have to be to go to a group of people, a particular group of voters, and say, you know, my opponent, first of all, this is not about me. It's not even about things that I did or whatever. So it's not a referendum. But my opponent despises you. You know, this is, you know, they're just trying to, they're grasping at this point, trying to make it sound like it's really ominous and bad. Well, and something else, too, especially because this basically, you know, is along the same lines of illegal immigration that is happening. And that is, we did have this story earlier in the program of a Delta airline flight that was taking off from Salt Lake City. It was supposed to take off, but a non-ticketed passenger, this from Fox Business, a non-ticketed passenger was reportedly removed from the Delta Airlines flight set to take off from Salt Lake City earlier this week after trying to hide in two of the plane's bathrooms. Delta spokesperson told Fox Business on Wednesday the airline is now, quote, cooperating with law enforcement and relevant federal agencies regarding an investigation into a non-ticketed individual being escorted off an aircraft in Salt Lake City prior to a scheduled departure. Now, I'll just make my point really quick here. And that is, well, it's a non-ticketed passenger, but my question is, if they're talking about a federal problem, a federal crime here, okay, because you got on the plane without a ticket, why? Where's Nancy Pelosi to come along and say, well, we're all just travelers? You know, how dare they kick somebody off the plane? I mean, he got on the plane illegally, yes. But once he was on the plane, you know, hey, we should just take him to his destination because, you know, that's just the way we are. It's the way things should be. We don't know. In fact, we don't even know that he actually went through security. You know, he probably did in the airport. But what I'm saying is that if you're going to let millions of people come across the border, and that's okay, right? Then, and I know Delta's a private company, I get it, but the idea, and of course there are FAA regulations saying you have to be identified, you have to be known, you know, typically, except for some of these flights that we've heard about where you don't have to evidently be known. But generally speaking, if you can sneak across the border and it sticks, right? Okay, well, you snuck across the border, that's it. You win. Game over for the U.S. We have nothing. We can do nothing at this point, right? And I'm kind of being a little facetious for effect. But if you could successfully sneak onto a plane, why can't you just go on to your final destination at that point? You know, let's at least have some consistency here. That's all I'm saying. But again, it seems to me, folks, that what's really wrong is that we continue to think that, you know, treating the border and in this case, even Joe Biden treating Latinos the way that he is, I just think there's a lot of panda bear stuff happening there as well, you know. But I'm not surprised. This is what's on the note cards. And by the way, I think more and more people, regardless of whatever voting group they might be in, I think they're looking at Donald Trump or they're looking at the situation and they are making this a referendum on Joe Biden. They can see, they understand what's happening on the border. They understand what's happening with inflation, with the economy. They understand what's happening in the world. They understand what's happening in the Middle East. The world's catching on fire. And all we get from the Biden administration is, well, Israel's at fault. And we gotta, you know, pay lip service to that now and try to fix our other problems with other constituencies by making ridiculous statements about Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel. It just on and on it goes. Well, you know what? Across the spectrum, I think they're starting to say, we don't buy that anymore. Stay right there, folks. We're coming back with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case, provided Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was replaced. According to the State Department, efforts are underway to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence in Haiti. The State Department has reported nearly 1,000 Americans currently in Haiti. Michael Cohen's request to terminate his supervised release ahead of schedule has been rejected by a judge who found probable perjury in his actions. Cohen sought to lift his release, scheduled to conclude in November, citing his testimony in former President Trump's civil fraud case. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So just so you know, when Joe Biden says, you know, he wants to fix the border, he wants that bipartisan bill, you know, he really wants to get in there and start fixing things. Well, I'll tell you this much, 200,000 migrants who had deportation cases pending were summarily dismissed because the DHS did not file the paperwork required before their court dates. This from the New York Post. I'm telling you, folks, you know, really? I honestly, is this really just a clerical error? I don't know. But Biden says he wants to fix the border, and we don't believe it. But somebody who we do believe in, absolutely believe, is Jimmy T. Smith, and he's with Concerned Veterans for America. It's Thursday morning. It's time to say good morning to Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, Kyle, and, just want to talk today about the possibility of getting America to realize we've been in the Middle East way too long and it's not helping us in any way, and 21st anniversary of the war in Iraq, and we're still there.
Well, that's right. You're right. 21 years ago. And it seems to me, again, and we went through the whole gambit, didn't we, that there was going to be nation building, that finally it was all going to be, you know, set straight and everything. And most unfortunately, that's not the case at all.
No, it's not. And you know, a lot of people say, well, we need to be over there to help keep America safer. And that is a false premise, because if we're over there supposedly training the Iraqi military so they can fight all the various terrorists around the world or in the region, then we would have to also do that in pretty much, you know, the majority of nations in Africa, so many other countries in, you know, Central and South America. It's just a false premise that we always need to have our troops over there. And you hear these generals who are always advising us to keep our military out there. They don't realize that, you know, it's not their job to establish foreign policy by advising the leaders of our nation to keep our military everywhere. And you can see the historical factors of when we were coming out of Afghanistan, General Milley and Miller kept telling President Trump we should keep 2,500 troops there. Well, again, to what benefit is it to have our military stationed in these countries to simply be targets? And they can say things like, you know, these are combat missions have ended, and these are not combat troops. Well, the other side doesn't see them as that. They just simply see them as targets, and that's what you're seeing right now in Syria, Jordan, and Iraq, is the fact that when we have troops stationed overseas in the Middle East, regardless of what their mission is, the enemy's mission is to strike them.
Well, indeed, and because that gives them their own sort of, you know, internal points, and at the same time, you know, we seem also to be sort of hamstrung to be able to actually clean house if something like that happens. I mean, you know, we can't even stop the Houthis. I mean, we can, but there's no will to do this, is there?
Well, but I would suggest that we can't, because the Houthis are a people, and regardless of the title of these people in those regions, we know for a fact, as an example, is the Houthis have been fighting the Saudis for years, and at no point did any of our aid that went to the Saudis that was used to bomb the Houthis stop the Houthis from doing what they were doing. Individuals, be they in groups or as a nation, when they are determined to do something, you have to find ways to de-escalate or prevent the use of the military force, because if they're that passionate, they're going to keep fighting no matter what. It's human nature. So if you give an example, when Reagan was in Lebanon and we had that tragic bombing of the Marine barracks there, so many people advised them to bring in more troops, to do more things, and smart people advise them, hey, this is of no use for us being here. Let's get the heck out of Lebanon, and America will be safer for it. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Again, if we pull our troops out of Jordan, that's not going to make America less safer. We pull our troops out of Syria, that's not going to make America less safer. We come out of Iraq, that's not going to make America less safer. Why? Because we have still have the capability of over-the-horizon ability to attack them through missiles, through aircraft, and things like that. But also, we have other things to use to influence the region, like U.S. aid. Think about this. China right now is growing in influence, and it's not using the military to do it. It's using their aid and their relationships and their dollar to influence things. So America needs to go back to the use of diplomacy and real skillcraft of foreign policy to make things safer around the world and stop overusing the military. It's not working.
I appreciate what you're saying so much, because it's the loss of statesmanship that's, you know, and it's hard to look at the sort of set of political players we have right now and to point at somebody and say, there's the statesman, you know, there's the person who can actually make their argument, make it stick, and influence, you know, some foreign entity, you know, without having to have, as you said, a constant presence there.
Well, and it's a tragic thing, because we have the examples of the supposed withdrawal out of Afghanistan. Well, we did withdraw, but the withdrawal out of Afghanistan and the supposed plan of the Doha Agreement was that at a certain date, they would come out of Afghanistan. So the statesmen went and made an agreement with the Taliban. The agreement was working because no Americans were being shot at. and the agreement was for the U.S. troops to be pulled out. At no point from that time on did American troops get killed by the Taliban. It was working. We, our statesmen, continued to work through that. President Trump at that time continued to work through that. But behind the scenes, our generals were not doing their job. And it can be seen in the testimony just the other day before Congress, where they wanted to keep 2,500 troops there no matter what. So the generals were suggesting that America violate its agreement with the Taliban, an international agreement, an agreement that had been worked on by the statesmen to accomplish peace in the region. But the generals want to keep troops there, and they're like, oh, we could have protected it with just, you know, 2,500 troops. Well, at some point, that agreement would have been over, and the Taliban would have started shooting at us again, and subsequently, the only way to protect those 2,500 troops would be in bringing more troops and re-escalate the war. And this is what happens when statesmen are overwhelmed by the advice of generals.
Well, indeed. I saw another report, something about U.S. troops advising, I think, in Taiwan. You know, there's always this specter that something else could happen in that part of the world. It's almost as if, you know, we could wake up in the morning and find out that, well, there was some kind of attack either in the Middle East or elsewhere, and just as we had happened, unfortunately, in Jordan, and then, you know, we could be off to the races without having the ability to turn it off.
Well, and you're exactly right, but think about what you just demonstrated. So from the Middle East to troops in Africa to now our concerns of what's going on in Taiwan and the possible conflict with China, we are so overstretched with our military. We are now dependent upon our National Guard to supplement our regular military and our strategies around the world. So the people who are supposed to be there to protect America on American soil and help in natural disasters are now supplementing the active duty troops because of the operational tempo that's going on because of our lack of ability to use statescraft to stop having so much conflict around the world. The over-militarization of our foreign policy is putting America in jeopardy by having us get to have more potential conflict and tripwires around the entire globe.
Well, you know, Jimmy, I think what we're hearing here as well is that you're not talking about isolationism. There's still massive engagement, but it's at a different level and hopefully a more successful level as opposed to just having the military constantly in harm's way.
Well, exactly. And Kyle, that's one of the key points is military is always in harm's way. But right now, it seems like every foreign policy is based off of what they can do with the military, not what they can do with trade, not what they can do with partnerships and alliances and things like that. And it's making America a much less safe nation. And the citizens of America need to start working to get their leaders to get us out of this.
Indeed. Well, CV4A.org is the website, Jimmy. And, of course, on Twitter or X, it's @ConcernedVets, right?
Absolutely. Check us out. We're talking a lot today about the 21st anniversary of troops in Iraq.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I gotta tell you, Thursday edition, well, it does have a feel to it, doesn't it? Yeah, because we know it's almost Friday, it's almost time, and, well, we're anticipating, you know, a great weekend. That's for darn sure. We hope that you do have some great plans, and if you're just joining us this morning, if you're just waking up, getting ready to start your day, we're glad that you're there with us. And we hope that you have some great things ahead of you in store today. Want to thank Jimmy T. Smith again, of course, from Concerned Veterans for America. CV4A.org is the website. You can find them on X or Twitter, of course, at Concerned Vets. And you definitely want to check them out. I've always enjoy talking with Jimmy because, again, you know, folks, you know, this – the things that are happening, especially with our active military, you know, needs to be foremost on our minds, I think, all the time. Because look at what's happening as the world literally is catching on fire. We're kind of, you know, willy-nilly sending over the U.S. military to build a pier to Gaza in order to render aid, of course. But does mean that our personnel are going to be in harm's way. You know, they would be one attack away from, you know, causing a much larger issue in that area. So, you know, we always have to put them first. We always have to think it through, you know, in my opinion. But once again, folks, welcome back. It's the Thursday edition. 949-822-7959 is the number to call, of course, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And one of the things, though, too, that caught my eye earlier was this article. It was actually on Breitbart, I believe, but it has to do with Robert Kennedy Jr. Now, of course, you know, he picked his vice presidential pick the other day. I'm sure he's going to get on some of these ballots and so forth. So he may be a factor to some degree. We don't know the extent of that at this point. But he said something about Israel that I think was very, very right on. And again, this from Breitbart. In an interview conducted by Reuters and published by the Jerusalem Post, Kennedy expressed concern for the humanitarian cost of the war to Palestinian civilians, but said that Israel had no choice but to respond as it had. In the interview, he says, any other nation, and this is key, folks, any other nation that was adjacent to a neighboring nation that was bombing it with rockets, sending commandos over to murder its citizens, pledging itself to murder every person in that nation and annihilate it, would go and level it with aerial bombardment, Kennedy said. So let's see that for a moment. See, that's exactly what you would expect, right? In the world of warfare, that's exactly what you would expect. And history is replete, right, with examples of just this kind of thing. You know, it's all-out total war. That's what Hamas really wants. That's what their Iranian backers really want. That's what the terrorist ilk really want. And by the way, it's not about whether or not Joe Biden dials back, in a display form of the support for Israel to try to placate certain voting groups in Michigan or other parts of the United States. That just dialing that back isn't going to make the terrorists suddenly say, okay, we don't need to worry about them anymore. They're continuing to plot and plan. But as Kennedy was saying here, you know, the other nation would go with any nation, you know, typically would go level that other nation that was absolutely attacking them all the time, wanted to kill every person and annihilate that country, which is exactly the mission of Hamas and others. He says, goes on to say, but Israel is a moral nation, so it didn't do that. Instead, it built an iron dome to protect itself so it would not have to go into Gaza. He said Hamas gave Israeli leaders no choice after fighters stormed into Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people, capturing 253 hostages, according to Israeli tallies. So, and of course, those hostages, you know, Chuck Schumer the other day made such a big deal of there's no confidence for Benjamin Netanyahu and they need to have new elections. On and on it went, right? Did he mention the hostages at all? I don't think so. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is, I think, making a lot of sense here. And you know that when you even have some, and we talked about this a little bit on the program yesterday, when you have a group of Hollywood actors who also happen to be Jewish, but they are also saying essentially this war will be over when Hamas is defeated or they surrender and they release the hostages. They see that Israel is also in the position that it is for all the marbles. Israel has to defend itself. It has to obliterate Hamas. And no amount of Tony Blinken and Joe Biden and others and Chuck Schumer and all of them wrapped up into one isn't going to make it okay to leave Hamas or leave remnants that will reconstitute and continue with the mission of all-out total war against Israel, wanting to kill all the Jews and eradicate Israel off the map. That is, that is madness to think that, you know, you can just kind of end this war right now. Nobody wants the war. Obviously, nobody wants to see what's happening. But when it comes to you, it's kind of like on 9/11. Nobody wanted to see anything like that ever happen. And I guess America had a choice. Absorb the attack and try to make sure that there was no, you know, the boat didn't get rocked in the Middle East and we didn't go after Al-Qaeda. We didn't go through Afghanistan to do it. You know, we could have just, you know, as I said, absorbed it. But that would not have been correct because you had to ensure that Al-Qaeda would not have that same opportunity ever again. And that's exactly what Israel's doing. But unfortunately, it's become so much of a political agenda because it's part of this election year and because Joe Biden is foundering so badly with so many different groups. You know, it's hard to believe. And we do get calls. We get, and they're good calls, by the way, saying, well, why aren't the polls much more lopsided? Well, I think part of that is that, you know, you're still going to have people who are going to vote for the Democrat, right? But Joe Biden, the candidate, is less and less viable, I think, for people. There are other issues. Some people have issues with Trump. That's a known commodity here. That's a known thing. But when you look at it conceptually, when you look at the stakes, when you look at all the things that are going to, you know, continue to get worse and worse and worse if we don't have a major course correction in November. You know, it's too bad we can't have a major course correction right now, but that's, we got to go through the election process. But I think people really start to understand, and they really, and again, it's no matter what walk of life they come from, you know, we keep hearing, well, you know, if you have a college degree, if you don't have a college degree, you're for this or you're for that or you're for this candidate, more for Trump who don't and more for Biden who do, and on this, on and on and on it goes. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, I think people really do see that there has to be a shift. There has to be a change of direction. We can't do this for 8 more months any more than we can do this for another 4 years. And it's just that simple. And as much as Israel's being demonized, and as much as Netanyahu's being demonized, and as much as anybody who says, you know, we really ought to eradicate Hamas, I mean, that really should be the goal here. As much as they're being demonized, I think the American voter will simply say, okay, I think we've had enough. And whether it's Donald Trump, you know, because here's the other thing. I think people see Donald Trump as somebody who can actually take on all this stuff. I mean, he's weathered every single storm that they have thrown at him in order to try to, quote, protect democracy, when in reality they're destroying democracy at that time, you know, trying to kick him off the ballot or sue him into oblivion or give him a monetary judgment that nobody could ever do so that you can't appeal it. Oh, well, that just wrecks our system, but no big deal. It's just all about Trump, right? So, yeah, we got the picture. Folks, it's been great this morning. Thanks for being there. Thanks for listening. Take care out there. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. See you soon.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.